It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden on Tuesday in Philadelphia delivered perhaps his most impassioned speech of his long career. He called on Americans to challenge efforts to restrict voting rights.
There's an unfolding assault taking place in America today, an attempt to suppress and subvert the right to vote and fair and free elections. An assault on democracy, an assault on liberty, an assault on who we are as Americans. For make no mistake, bullies and merchants of fear, peddlers of lies, are threatening the very foundation of our country. It gives me no pleasure to say this. I never thought in my entire career I'd ever have to say it. But I swore an oath to you, to God, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. And that's an oath that forms a sacred trust to defend America against all threats, both foreign and domestic.
Since the 2020 election, when the former guy falsely claimed that there was widespread voter fraud, at least 14 states have enacted strict voting laws. Biden called this an attempt to suppress and subvert the right to vote in free and fair elections, an assault on democracy, an assault on liberty, an assault on who we are as Americans.
The big lie is just that, a big lie.
One thing he didn't do in the speech is mention the one action he could take to ensure that the bills could pass. That is, killing the filibuster, or at least revising the rules so that it can't be used on constitutional issues. But he didn't do that. Meanwhile, 51 Texas lawmakers, Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives, flew to Washington to stop Republicans in their state from passing voting rights restrictions. They went to D.C. to plead with senators to pass the legislation that Joe Biden talked about in the speech that would trump the voter suppression bills in their state. And the NAACP is stepping in too, offering to pay bail for those Texas Democrats who are being threatened with arrest for leaving the state in order to deprive the Republicans of a quorum. NAACP President Derek Johnson said, "We are fully invested in good trouble." He said, "War has been declared on democracy, and we will support anyone who stands up to defend it." Meanwhile, Senate Democrats on Tuesday night announced that they reached an agreement on a $3.5 trillion reconciliation package that would fight climate change and boost health care and family service programs over the next decade. This is the part of the infrastructure plan that won't be part of the so-called bipartisan deal that Democrats could push through with only 51 votes under reconciliation. This bill includes the Democrats' priorities that won't make it into the so-called bipartisan infrastructure deal. Now on to COVID. With the highly contagious Delta variant spreading across the country, the number of new coronavirus cases is surging in 45 states. Johns Hopkins University data is showing that in 34 states, the number of new cases in the past week compared to the previous week have more than doubled. Doctors say a vast majority of the new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are among people who have not received the vaccination. Missouri has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, with about 45% of residents receiving at least one dose. And as you'd expect, they're dealing with one of the worst outbreaks of the Delta variant. The 7-day average of new cases is now close to 1,400 per day. That's up 150% from last month. And the group being the hardest hit? Children. Young children who are not yet eligible for the vaccine are getting infected at alarming rates. So older people who aren't getting the vaccine are putting children at risk. They're not eligible yet, so they rely on older vaccinated people for protection from the virus. As the new school year approaches, some states are actually prohibiting public schools from requiring COVID-19 vaccinations or proof of vaccination for students. And I can't continue this story without pointing a big finger at Tennessee. The state of Tennessee Department of Health announced Tuesday that it will stop all vaccination outreach targeted at children following pressure from right-wing state lawmakers. The move will cover vaccines for all diseases, not only COVID-19, but the flu, and childhood diseases like measles, rubella, maybe even polio. All childhood vaccinations that are now standard everywhere. And on Monday, the state of Tennessee fired its top vaccination official, Dr. Michelle Ficus, without any explanation. But it could have something to do with this. Ficus wrote a memo saying that, quote, some of our politicians have bought into the anti-vaccine misinformation campaign rather than taking the time to speak with the medical experts. This is not only opposite world, it's dangerous. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.